listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Welcome to this pork-focused episode of the AHDB podcast. I'm Miriam Drewitt, your host, and today I'll be speaking to Lauren Dimmock, one of our health and welfare scientists, about swine dysentery. We'll also be hearing from Felicity Rusk, one of our analysts, about how coronavirus is impacting pork markets. So without further ado, let's hear from Lauren. Hi Lauren, welcome to the podcast today.
Hi.
So we're going to have a chat about swine dysentery, but before we get into the detail, could you give a brief outline of what it actually is and the impact it can have on pigs?
Yep. So swine dysentery is a bacterial disease of pigs, and it causes diarrhea and weight loss. And one of the key signs is severely limited productivity. So affected pigs tend to take longer to reach slaughter weight, and therefore their productivity and economic viability is compromised. And this can sometimes lead to quite substantial economic losses for the producer. The disease is spread through infected pigs, their feces, manure, and anything that becomes contaminated with that manure. So be it boots, vehicles, slurry or equipment that's then taken between farms and spreading the infection.
Okay, so with that being said, what's the current situation with swine dysentery in the UK at the moment?
So back in 2019, we saw quite a spike in cases, actually quite a few more than we'd seen in previous years. And as this sort of 2020 started, we're seeing a couple more again. We're facing a slightly new challenge, really, in that the recent cases haven't shown the typical clinical signs of dysentery. So the veterinary definition would be bloody diarrhea. And instead, we're just finding that the organism is found in pigs with milder diarrhea. So it's making it a real challenge for producers to identify. And it's not always being picked up as early as it could be. So it's really important to notice that the signs of disease can really vary with the age of the pigs, level of immunity in the herd, but also the strain of the Brachyspira that's detected. So we're encouraging producers to be extra vigilant that if they see even the slightest unusual diarrhea, particularly if it's sort of twinned with wasting, then to call their vet and to get it checked out.
Okay, so I mean, I guess that's quite worrying, isn't it, with the change and it being less easy to identify. But what kind of treatment options are available and how successful have they been, for example, in the recent cases?
So the good news is that the recent cases have been quite sensitive to treatment with antibiotics. So we're not seeing any antibiotic resistance, which is really encouraging. And we've seen those cases responding well and making a recovery. Treatment alone with antibiotics or treatment and then partial depopulation has also been an effective strategy where a production system allows. And obviously the best way really is treatment with antibiotics and then an all-in, all-out system, which allows for a thorough clean and disinfection in between batches and then a rest period before the next batch is introduced or when restocking begins.
Okay, and I guess if anyone's affected by this, they can talk to their vet and discuss the best course of action and treatment.
Definitely, and it's probably important to mention that that will vary depending on sort of the size of your unit and the way that your unit is, the type of production system and the way that units are set up. So definitely always speak to your vet and they'll be able to talk you through the options that are most suitable for your unit.
Yeah, because it's not a one size fits all, is it, for this kind of thing?
Exactly.
I guess ultimately, prevention is always kind of the best thing, cure and treatment. So what should producers be doing differently at the moment and ongoing to try and prevent another spike in cases?
Yeah, unfortunately, and some people might be aware that last year we saw quite a few of the major agricultural shows cancelling their pig classes due to the spread of swine dysentery and to help try and limit spread. And what we found is that, you know, in the recent cases, now we know that we're seeing milder clinical signs. We can use that to our advantage and just encourage people to be that bit more vigilant. So call the vet immediately when you're seeing unexplained diarrhea and wasting, and really listening to your stock people. You know, they're there with the pigs day in, day out, and they're most likely to notice those smaller changes that may actually be something a bit more sinister. So always follow those up with a vet visit. And then if you do have an outbreak of swine dysentery, make sure that you restrict all visitors and all movements whilst under treatment. And this applies to shows and events too. The industry really obviously does rely on everyone doing their bit. And it's a lot easier to contain if movement is stopped and, you know, infected pigs aren't sort of being moved around. So it's the best way of achieving disease freedom.
That sounds very sensible. And I'm sure in reality, most people probably know what they should be doing. And it's probably just a case of being really strict with yourself and enforcing these measures. There's been a lot of focus on biosecurity as well in the media recently. What does good biosecurity actually look like? And what is biosecurity? And what can listeners take on board?
So there are a few simple steps that all producers can take on board. And obviously I've discussed about being vigilant and reporting any unexplained diarrhea, but also communication really is key. So communicating with neighbouring farms and making sure that you're all on the same page, if possible, in terms of a good biosecurity plan, and keeping each other in the loop that if you've had an outbreak of swine dysentery, making sure that your neighbours are aware, not attending a show or event if you have had a case, so that you're containing that outbreak on your unit until it's been eradicated. And we'd really encourage you to sign up to the AHDB Significant Diseases Charter. If you're not already a member, you will receive the outcode and the region of the outbreak as soon as there is one, along with any additional guidance on how you can protect your herd. So it's a timely way of receiving an update and making sure that, you know, you've got the latest information and any additional guidance that might be out there. A reminder on that would be that if you are a member, please make sure that you're reporting outbreaks. You know, if there's an outbreak on your unit, please make sure that you report it, as transparency is obviously in everyone's interest, and the charter is only as good as the information we get. So the better information that we can send out, that sort of better people are protected. Finally, I'd say we've put a real big focus on vehicle washing. So you've probably already heard of the muck-free truck campaign, but abattoirs, markets and collection centres really are areas where there's a potential for cross-contamination. And this can be prevented completely through thorough cleaning and disinfection of vehicles. It's also a BQAP requirement of the assurance schemes to make sure that your vehicles are cleaned and disinfected before leaving the abattoir. And this applies too to producers' own vehicles. So be that the family car or a feed delivery lorry, or, you know, you've gone to a store and collected a number of bags of feed or bedding. Make sure that those are thoroughly disinfected and cleaned after every visit. And if you've got visitors coming onto farm, again, you know, sounds a cliche, but if the vehicle's not clean on the day, it's worth, you know, challenging them and turning them away.
Definitely. It's just not worth it, is it?
Exactly.
So just a quick one on the diseases charter. That's available for all producers, isn't it? It's not just for like the large commercial producers. Small producers can join that as well.
Yep, anyone keeping pigs at all. So be that from one pig up to, you know, multiple thousands. Anyone's welcome to join and sign up and share information. That's the whole purpose. So
And ultimately, it's to protect the whole industry, isn't it? So if everyone can do their bit, we can minimise the spread of the disease around the country.
Absolutely.
Okay, so before we close, Lauren, could you just give us a quick update on any other work that we're doing at AHDB to support the industry and prevent further cases?
Yep. So as part of the muck-free truck campaign, we'd received some feedback that there's sort of limited training for hauliers and drivers on what good disinfection and cleaning should actually look like. So we're working quite closely with industry to develop some training modules that will walk new drivers or those looking for some additional training through the process, followed by some online questions where they can complete a short assessment at the end and get recognition for the fact that they've gone through that training. So these modules will be available online, but they could also slot into existing training or work as CPD for drivers that are just looking to update and refresh their skills or want a little bit more specialist information in biosecurity whilst the sort of disease threat with African swine fever and swine dysentery is higher at the moment.
Brilliant. That sounds really good. Okay, thanks, Lauren. That's been really interesting and hopefully answered some of the questions listeners may have had. In the show notes today, we'll include links to everything you've mentioned, including the Significant Diseases Charter, as well as the muck-free truck campaign. We're now going to hear about the impact of coronavirus on the pork market from Felicity Rusk.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Pork Talk. African swine fever has been one of the key drivers affecting the global pork market over the past 18 months. However, the recent outbreak of coronavirus also has the potential to impact on the market. Economic activity in China was much reduced over the New Year holiday and beyond as the government tried to limit the spread of the disease. Stocks of frozen food, not just of pig meat, are usually stockpiled in the run-up to the Chinese New Year. With a number of celebrations cancelled, frozen stocks were not depleted as usual. As such, temporary suspensions of imports were introduced for certain products. In the first week of February, China temporarily suspended pork trading and US hog futures declined as a result. Chinese consumers are traditionally very health conscious and so are avoiding public contact and social occasions where necessary. As such, out-of-home consumption has been severely impacted, especially since many restaurants are temporarily closed. Meanwhile, retail sales are also reported to be down, though only marginally. Reports suggest that consumers are opting for online food shopping, although this is limited by the capacity of the online retailers to cope. The outbreak of coronavirus is also causing significant disruption to supply chains. Reduced movements in and out of controlled areas has resulted in logistical challenges, particularly in getting feed in as well as product out. The coronavirus outbreak is only compounding the supply chain issues associated with African swine fever, and it is likely that we'll only see further logistical problems emerge as time goes on. Looking forward, it is also likely that it will be more difficult for attempts at herd building to get underway. This could mean that Chinese pork production declines more than anticipated this year, generating an even larger supply gap, which may ultimately encourage imports. Production challenges associated with transport disruption and limited supplies have already provided support to Chinese pig prices in recent weeks. Some exporters believe that coronavirus outbreak could increase the demand for imported products in the long term. Of course, with the situation still developing, any possible impact is difficult to anticipate at this time. To keep up to date with the latest developments on both African swine fever and the coronavirus outbreak as impacting on the market, please visit the AHDB Pork website or subscribe to our weekly newsletter.
If you have any feedback or want to get in touch about the topics we've covered today, you'll find details in the episode show notes. There's also a link to a feedback survey, which will only take a couple of minutes if you'd like to have an input into future episodes. I'm Miriam Drewitt. Thanks for listening.